Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Been holding on to an outrageous secret. If so, we want to be the first to hear it, but we are willing to pay you $100 for that secret. We call it The Truth Will Set You Free. You tell us your secret. We determine A, if it's true, which we really don't care, and B, if it's worth $100, but you got to call us right now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So while you guys are calling and lining up, maybe to get that $100, Cassie, is she being the a-hole for taking $100 out of the server's tip?
She says, my husband and I do fairly well for ourselves. Not well enough that we have no financial burdens, but well enough that we can enjoy nice things and like to help others when we can. One way I like to do this is leaving a large cash tip when a server does particularly well or is someone we really connect with. Last night, we went to one of our spots and we were served by a nice young lady I'm guessing is in her early 20s. I decided to leave $200 cash for our $46 bill. I left the cash on the table after the check came and not needing change, we just got up and left. Our server ran us down at the door and somewhat angrily demanded that we must pay and we couldn't just run out on the bill. I asked her if she had looked at the table, and she said she hadn't. I walked back to our table with her, took the $200, and replaced it with $50, small enough to cover the bill and leave a small tip. I told her I would have appreciated it if she would have glanced at the table first or approached us with a question instead of just assuming we were running out on the bill. She seemed embarrassed, and we parted ways. My husband says I'm totally being the a-hole because I could and even should have just left the $200. I don't think I'm the a-hole because I think she could have handled the whole situation better and I don't appreciate being called a thief. For clarification, when she rushed us at the door, she walked right past a chest-high partition wall where you could very clearly see our table and the cash that was left. So, is she the a-hole for taking $100 away from her server's tip?
Absolutely. In my opinion, she had a small oversight. I mean, she looked at the table. She saw some cash. She's not used to seeing hundreds of dollars of bills on. I'm picturing this as like a Beef O'Brady. She's not picturing $200 sitting on the table. She's thinking, oh, she just left me a tip and that she didn't pay the bill. Normally, people pay with credit cards. So in her mind, she's thinking, I got to catch these guys or I'm going to get fired. So she was obviously very frantic and panicked about doing the wrong thing. This may have been her first week on the job. And so for you to turn around, take her to the table, and then before her eyes, take the money away, I feel like that's a total a-hole move.
Yeah, I feel like the punishment doesn't meet the crime. And having been a server, obviously things are different now. I think probably 99% of people pay with some kind of card. They don't pay with cash now. So for somebody to get up from the table and leave and not have paid with a credit, like you, that would be your first assumption is like, oh my gosh, they're dining and dashing. Because I can't remember the last time I had to get change for somebody or somebody pay with cash. So yes, it was an oversight. And while I know you don't appreciate being accused of being a thief, I think it was an honest mistake. So to walk her over to the table, like you said, Abby, and to do it right in front of her face and to like embarrass her. If I were you, I would have been like, and when she approached you at the door, be like, the bill's taken care of. It's on the table, and just walked out and just left it at that. And then hopefully she there's like a valuable lesson there for her.
So I guess I'm gonna take the other side of this because I do believe the punishment doesn't fit the crime. I completely agree there. And I do think it was an honest mistake, but I completely understand her feeling offended. Like, as somebody who was a server once, that's a part of your job, to bust the table. And I feel like if you would have done your job to completion and paid attention, you would have noticed that it was paid for, and a nice tip was left, and you would have no business or no reason accusing this person of being a thief. So I do get why she feels like the least you could have done was to look at the table, see what was left before you called me a thief. Mm-hmm. I would not have taken the money back, but I get the offense.
I would not have taken the money back either. However, I definitely would have set the record straight. But I'm also empathetic to that this server has probably had this happen to her time and time again. Mm. So that must have been the default, because I think the first time you probably let it go and then you get your ass chewed by the manager.
Yeah.
So you're making that assumption, so I could understand it.
Especially if it's happened to you before.
Yeah.
I wonder if she took away any of the money, because in the back of her mind, she kind of regretted leaving that big of a tip. So, I mean, that's well over. I mean, that's a $150 tip. I wonder if her mind, she was also kind of like, I probably shouldn't have left that much money, too.
And no, they do that on the regular, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it makes you feel really, really, really good. Yeah. And when it's not appreciated immediately, you're probably like, then screw you.
Yeah.
Right.
No good deed goes unpunished. Right. Your favorite phrase.
All right. The truth will set you free. There is $100 on the line right now. You just have to tell us a deep, dark secret that maybe you haven't even told anybody else. We will determine if your secret is worth $100, and they usually are. Hey, Brittany, good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Okay, there's $100. Tell us the secret.
Okay, well, I've been holding on to this since I was like 7, okay? So my friend's rabbit passed away, and I felt really bad, and I knew that these people in our neighborhood had these rabbits in their backyard as, like, pets, or I don't know what they did with them. So I went and I took one that looked just like hers, and I gave it to her as a gift.
So you stole somebody else's rabbit to replace hers?
I did.
And you were 7 years old at the time?
I was 7 because I felt she was like really upset. She was my best friend, and
she just wanted to make her friend feel better.
I think that's
so
sweet.
I took their rabbit. They had like 5. So I took one of them that looked like hers, and I gave it to her, and I said, "I have you a rabbit."
She was seven and had five rabbits.
They probably didn't even miss it, because if you have 5 rabbits in about 5 minutes, you're going to have about 25 rabbits.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So I waited on her porch till she got home holding this rabbit.
Bless your heart. Yeah, you can have $100.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Sweet little thing. We're looking for something way more scandalous than that.
I actually like the wholesomeness, because before they've been a little too scandalous for me.
Well, buckle in.
Oh, okay. Neat.
Hey, Diane, you're on The Voice, Disguiser. Go for it.
Hey, guys. So when I was about 16, my best friend, we've been best friends for 30 years now, she lost her virginity in a hotel room one night, but she doesn't know to this day that earlier that day, I slept with the guy in that hotel room before she lost her virginity. And I'm taking it to my grave, and I actually appreciate this opportunity to let it out.
She's embracing.
She's like, I feel like such a release. I can finally breathe again. All right, so were they dating? Were they boyfriend, girlfriend?
It was complicated.
Okay. All right. But regardless, you slept with him that day, and then later on, she lost her V card to him that night.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you were just the practice round.
I'm not
I got
a
it.
Terrible person. I promise.
Nobody's saying you are. Yep, you were 16.
Yeah, I think you get the $100.
Yeah, you got it out, and you get the $100.
$100.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. All right. Oh, furry convention?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Good morning, Ryan. Tell us about this furry convention.
So, I live in Atlanta, and there's a lot of conventions like Dragon Con, Momo Con, but there's one called FWA, which is Furry Week in Atlanta. And I happened to go with some friends, and I end up hooking up with somebody who, ironically enough, is the same person I went to go interview for this company. And the only reason I knew was her, because we started talking about conventions, and she showed me a picture of her fursuit, and I was like, oh, okay. And she didn't realize it was me, because I was borrowing a friend's fursuit as well. And when we did the deed, we kept the heads on, so.
Ryan, for just the full visual, what type of furry were you and what type of furry was she?
So I was a snow leopard.
Okay.
She was a kind of like a tigress.
Ooh, sexy.
Like, imagine like tigress from like.
Oh, kind of kept it in the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Kristen, I'm just spitballing. We've got a bitterball event where people are going to be wearing heads, uh-huh. And this guy's got experience.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
We're good. We have our bachelor's. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you get $100 for that. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
did you hire her?
We did. Well, I'm still waiting.
Oh.
So I'm applying to her company, but I'm still waiting on it.
You're still waiting to find out if you got the job?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Got it. Well, all right.
That's a neat time. That's a good time right there. That's a good time had by all.
Yeah, you got $100 on that. All right, here is Alex. Alex, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. There's $100 on the line for your deepest, darkest secret.
Hey, good morning. My secret is that, well, my friend, he met his fiance in Mexico. She's from Mexico. And... they had been talking for a while. He brought her around November. She was over here on a visa for a month, and they're scheduled to get married in December. And she went back for Christmas to spend with her family, and he went back with her. But he came back by himself. And he's supposed to go back when they get married this next December. And he just told me that he doesn't want to get married, and he's not going back.
And she doesn't know?
She doesn't know.
Oh, damn. And there's no way she's going to be knocking on his door because she can't get back in the country.
Nope.
He's going ghost her in an engagement?
So this morning when I heard you guys tell... you wanted to hear a secret, I was like, this is my chance.
Oh, yeah, that's a solid one right there. Yeah, you got $100, right? That's a lot of pesos, friend. Hold on.
Yes, thank you.
The Burt Show.